In recent years, we've seen some colleges voluntarily shed mascots considered derogatory to Native Americans. A new law in Wisconsin could spell the end of school teams with nicknames like the Red Men, Chieftains, and Braves. Residents can now lodge formal complaints against race-based mascots in their school districts, which could mean costly fines. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull has more.
The very day Wisconsin's mascot law took effect, Oneida tribal member Carol Gunderson and her husband Harvey drove 3 hours into Madison to file their complaint in person.
Because it's the first law in the whole United States that addresses this issue, we didn't want it to get lost in the mail.
The Gundersons are targeting the Osseo Fairchild School District's mascot, the Chieftains. When they get to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, Harvey Gunderson hands Patrick Gasper an enormous blue binder.
So what you have here is your evidence.
Yes, right? Not only shows that what Osseo Fairchild has done, but what the other school districts have done in the state also, that they really are promoting discrimination, pupil harassment, and stereotyping.
The binder holds 550 pages of research, which the Gundersons claim will prove race-based mascots discriminate against Indians. They hope their research is useful in fighting Indian mascots nationwide.
We think that this is the beginning of an important new trend. Civil rights matters do not happen overnight.
It's been 42 years since the National Congress of American Indians challenged the use of Native mascots. Today, an estimated 900 high schools and colleges still use Indian names and images for sports teams. And of course, there are the professional teams. The Chicago Blackhawks, the Cleveland Indians, the Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Washington Redskins are among the pro sports teams still brandishing Indian images. For decades, Native civil rights groups have called on these teams to change their names. They've had little success. But Dave Chesnick of the Boston-based group Sports and Society thinks the Wisconsin law may turn out to be a game changer.
I think what's going on in Wisconsin is exciting, and it's a true sign of real change. You know, social responsibility is on the rise, even in the ranks of professional sports and the corporate level.
Chesnick says attitudes have changed since the 1970s, when an estimated 3,000 schools and colleges had Indian mascots. He says if team officials and fans are taught about how they perpetuate stereotypes and hurt some Native people, that can make the case. Then again, Wisconsin lawmakers pushed that argument for nearly 30 years before their mascot bill became law. And many school and professional teams argue that their mascots honor Native people rather than degrade them. Bob Klebenstein of Toma, Wisconsin, says that was the case with the Toma Indians. He's still upset that the school board changed the mascot to the Timberwolves a few years ago. He says there's no telling where the mascot wars will go next.
Right now, the trendy thing seems to be to get rid of Native American mascots, and in 3 to 5 years, the trendy thing might be to get rid of animal mascots, and after that, who knows?
Meanwhile, the Osseo Fairchild District of Wisconsin may be subjected to a state hearing as officials investigate the first complaint filed against a race-based mascot. If the complaint is deemed valid, the district could be fined up to $1,000 for every day it keeps using the Chieftains. But there's a twist. A provision in the law says schools with mascots specifically named after a federally recognized tribe could keep it if they have that tribe's permission. The legislator who penned that in is a graduate of Auburndale High School, home to the Apaches. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.